His dominion will not just be limited to Israel, but from sea to sea, from the river to the ends of the earth, from the River Nile or the Wadi El-Arish, whichever, doesn't matter, to the ends of the earth, worldwide kingdom. So now I know you're good mathematicians and good chronologists. Let's put a date on Zechariah 9:9. We'll follow Kevin's date. When was the end of... Now, this is getting a bit deep now. So I'll throw you a rope. The end of Daniel's 69th week. It says there in Daniel, and we've got it there as point three, as part of our consideration, after 69 weeks, Messiah will be cut off. Mashiach, 9:27 of Daniel. Messiah will be cut off after 69 weeks. Now that is either AD 32 or AD 33. I'm not going to quibble over the chronology of it all. But whichever chronology we use, 69 weeks of the prophetic years in the Bible of Daniel equals, in prophetic years, of 360 days each prophetic year. Can't talk about it and go into it. The rope will get too long. It totals 173,880 days. And do you know when that ran out? Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday. Immediately after the presentation of the Messiah to the prince, it says immediately after that, he will be cut off, he would die. Did you know the first coming of the Lord Jesus was dated? Do you know the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is not dated? That's why there were godly amongst Israel who knew the Messiah was at the door. And we have those dear people in the early chapters of Luke. Anna the prophetess. Zechariah, the priest serving, and so on. They knew. And one dear prophet learnt that he would actually hold the Messiah before he died. So there's a great expectation. We're not sure whether they were working on the calculations, but we see it was timed, it was also timed. And Israel should have been ready. So here we have this official presentation, Zechariah 9:9. And between verse 9 and verse 10, we write in 2,000 years. See, the prophets can do that. They leap over ages and they do telescoping. They bring events that are divided by hundreds or even thousands of years and they bring them together, like we call the mountaintops in prophecy, and not seeing the valleys in between. What's in between 9 and 10, of course, is the church age, which the prophets didn't see. Prophets had no comprehension that there would be a time where there wouldn't be any Jewish people or there wouldn't be any Gentile people in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, nor barbarians, nor Scythians. I'm one of the barbarians, incidentally. I'm a European, so I come from the tribes of Northern Europe. You know, the Anglo-Saxons and the Germanic tribes. Ah, oh, they were tremendous pagan tribal people that hated the revelation of God. And the Jewish people and the Greeks thought they are absolute rubbish on the face of the earth. You know, there's some people who were some of the world leaders said, these people shouldn't be alive. They're taking up too much space on the planet. Yeah, that's what Hitler said. That his euthanasia program, get rid of the insane, get rid of the crippled, and on it went. Get rid of the unnecessaries. And now the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ incorporates these people without any distinction. Neither Jew nor Greek, bond nor free, Scythian or barbarian, all one in Christ. That's an entirely different program than what we have in the Old Testament. That was that thing that was kept secret. Anyhow, here's the presentation, and it's important that we see that it is an official presentation and not just another interesting thing that the Lord Jesus did in his last week. He did many things in his last week. Look at the Gospel of John. John has how many chapters? I think there's 21 chapters in the Gospel of John. Chapters 1 to 11 cover 3 years. 3 years, chapters 1 to 11. Chapters 12 to 21, 1.5 weeks. I'll say that again. First 11 chapters, 3 years. Chapters 12 to 21, 1.5 weeks. So what's John considering? He's considering the final week of the Lord Jesus. And that final week is to get his disciples ready for a big job that was ahead of them. You know, the upper room ministry, the promise that the Holy Spirit is going to come, etc. He said, in that day, which would be the day of Pentecost, in that day you will learn that I'm in him and he is in me and I'm in you and you are in me. New truths altogether. You're gently breaking the news of a new movement and a new one man that's going to come into existence. They didn't know it was going to last for 2,000 years. We know it's lasted for 2,000 years. They didn't know it was going to last for 2,000 years. But it has. And we've still got to be ready. No, this is something official. You see, during the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, we find that at times he stopped people telling people that he was the Messiah. The time was not ready. Here's an example, Matthew 16:20. Come with me into the scriptures, please. I like you to see them instead of just hearing them. And in your Bible, Matthew 16:20. Matthew 16:20. Wonderful truths in the previous verses spoken by the Lord, verse 20. Then he commanded his disciples, this may trouble some of you. Then he commanded his disciples that they should tell no one that he was Jesus the Christ. Huh? Isn't that a mistake? I thought we were to tell everyone that Jesus is the Messiah. He told his disciples, hold on. Hold on. You know what he had just revealed previously? He just revealed previously that he's going to build his assembly. And it only comes by divine revelation. There's a time coming when he said that I will declare myself as the Messiah. But at the moment, just be quiet about it. Just be quiet. I'll tell you why. If you turn to John 6 according to our notes, John 6 chapters verses 14 and 15, you'll get the idea of why. Of why. And Kevin alluded to this, and it was a very, very good point that he brought out. John 6 verses 14 and 15, which read, verse 14, Then those men, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said, this is truly the prophet who is to come into the world. Get that? Get that? Promised Messiah. The promised Messiah. This is the coming one. They're waiting, looking.